Bandits walk-off on Senior Day helped Jamestown split with Bismarck Legacy, and Taylor Colon is named the GPAC Player of the Week for baseball. I'm Jaron Matheny with Local Sports from NewsDakota.com. Senior Abby Bannett's pinch-hit single in the bottom of the ninth inning gave Jamestown a walk-off win in Game 1 of Senior Day as the Blue Jays defeated Bismarck Legacy 1-0 in Game Number 1 before falling in Game Number 2, 14-3. In the first game, junior Katie Falk of Jamestown and senior Tori Olson of Legacy pitched lights out for 9 innings on each side. Falk finished with a complete game shutout victory, striking out 10 Sabre batters and allowing just 5 hits. Falk didn't allow a hit in her final 4 innings in the circle. The heroics for the Jays came during the bottom of the ninth inning after Ella Falk started the inning with a single. Sophomore McKenna Nold nearly ended the game with a double in the gap, but Falk was thrown out trying to score, and Nold moved to third on the throw, and then with one down and the winning run at third, Abby Bannett drove in Nold on an 0-2 pitch to win the game for Jamestown. The Jays only totaled 3 hits during the first 8 innings of play before coming through with 3 more hits in the ninth. At the plate, Nold had the lone extra base hit in game number 1, going 1-for-3 with a walk. Ella Falk, Jenna Fisher, Katie Trumbauer, and Jada Walter all recorded a hit, as Walter was 1-for-1 with a walk and a sacrifice bunt. In game number 2, Jamestown scored 3 runs in the top of the first inning but couldn't hold on to that lead as Legacy scored 10 runs in the 6th to defeat Jamestown 14-3. The Jays will now hit the road for the rest of the regular season, traveling to Minnesota on Friday and Saturday for non-conference action. Jamestown is now 10-6 overall and 10-4 in the WDA. And Taylor Colon from the University of Jamestown baseball team has been named the GPAC Player of the Week. The conference announced yesterday. Colon, a senior from California, went 6-for-10 with 7 runs, 2 doubles, and 4 home runs to go along with 9 RBIs this past week for UJ. If you want to check out the latest happening in local sports, head on over to NewsDakota.com.